Ford.com today.
Free Talk Live. We are launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Got all kinds of interesting news to talk about tonight, but as usual, we'll hardly get to any of it because that's just the way the show goes. We bring things in, go off in different directions. You call in about anything that you want. And you can also control the content of our website. You find something online that you think's interesting, you can share it at freetalklive.com with us and the other listeners, and everybody gets to vote. So you can vote on the stuff you like, vote it up, or vote down things you dislike, and then we will see what you think is interesting at freetalklive.com and might just very well talk about it on these radio waves. Of course, the best way to get your ideas on the air is to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username lrn.fm. There's a video from freekeen.com, which is posted by our very own Derek J. from Peace News Now and Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree. He was recently in town right before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and he went out, I believe, on a Saturday afternoon with the Robin Hooders. And it wasn't Derek's intention to actually do any Robin Hooding because, well, he's kind of on an exile right now from New Hampshire, and it's risky for him to even be here, considering he's got a suspended sentence from the Victimless Crime Spree, which if you haven't seen, you can go and watch for free when the show's over at victimlesscrimespree.com. And it's a free feature-length documentary all about Derek J. and his five arrests in 1 year after he moved here, various different acts of civil disobedience. But he's on the streets of Keene, downtown Keene, right on Main Street. He's with the Robin Hooders. They've found the parking enforcement officer, and Derek's just kind of narrating this scene when he is accosted and assaulted by what appears to be just a random guy in the street.
Civilian.
So you've seen this video.
I have not seen the video. I talked with Derek about it, and he told me. He gave me the info.
Mark, have you seen this video?
I have not.
All right, so this is going to be fresh for the both of you and everybody listening, unless you've already been to freekeen.com over the last couple weeks. Honestly, I didn't get around to watching it until last night, and I just thought it was so amazing. I thought the audio has to go on the air here on Free Talk Live. So let me just, he's going to set the scene for you. He's following the parking enforcer. Robin Hooders are out and about. Here we go.
So I see that there are two Robin Hooders right now, and one's in front. Okay, now they're both in front. This is very interesting.
He's just following them as they're putting cards on people's
okay,
cars.
Okay, so I see that Robin Hood here has put a card on one of these cars here, and I'm seeing that it's a little Robin Hood card, so it looks like this car was saved.
Now, before he goes on, what you can't see happening, and you really won't even notice in the video because it's not really happening in frame, but there's a minivan that's pulling into the parking space next to where Derek is. So Derek's standing at the front of a parking space. He's observing this Robin Hood car because when the Robin Hooders save somebody from a parking ticket here in Keene, they leave a little calling card, a little business card, with a picture of Disney's Robin Hood on one side, and then on the other side it says, you know, your meter expired, but we saved you from the king's ransom. It gives some donation information there if somebody would like to donate. So he's, you know, recording the card that has been left and kind of explaining what it is that's going on.
From getting a ticket. And I'm noticing also that...
You know, at first I thought what you guys was doing, you know, was pretty nice, but now I think it's just rude and harassing. And I was like, I like the little notes you're leaving, but now you're just an irritation.
So this dude just walks
I've
up.
I've heard too much about Robin Hood, and it's infringing on my space, and I don't like it anymore.
The dude just walks. I mean, literally, Derek's pointing at this car, pointing at the windshield of the car, just kind of narrating what he's seeing. And the dude literally walks into his frame.
Yep.
Derek pulls his camera up to then record this guy who's yep. speaking to him. And now the dude literally steps closer. He's already pretty close to Derek because he got out of the passenger side of this car, walks right up to Derek. And what he says next, he actually takes a step in even closer to Derek. Here he goes.
And if you do not tilt that down, I'm going to break it. I'm going to break it.
Wait.
I'm going to break
sir,
it.
Sir,
sorry. This is my car. It's nothing to do with them, but I think, I'm sorry. I mean, you were talking into a scammer. If you don't...
The person speaking to him now is the person who owns the car that Derek just was recording with the Robin Hood card on it.
The dude had lost, clearly has lost his marbles.
So there's three people involved here. Derek recording the car, kind of explaining Robin Hooding. This random guy getting out of the minivan and accosting and then assaulting and stealing Derek's camera from him. He doesn't just grab that noise you're hearing. He's not just grabbing at the camera. He literally takes the camera out of Derek J's hands and walks away from him when this other guy who happened to be around says something to the guy. Hey, man, that's not cool. You can't take that guy's camera. That's basically what he's telling him. Please give that back to him.
Please give that back.
But to put it into my face, come
I
on.
I understand, but I don't really want to get into this, but you are also in his face. You could just give that back to him.
The dude was totally in Derek J's face.
Right. So he pulls up.
Derek J didn't even know he was there.
Parks the car.
Right.
He walks up to the dude.
No, he was in the passenger side, so he just rolls out of the car.
He gets out of the car. He walks up to a guy who's video recording and then gets upset that the man that's video recording is recording him.
Right.
When he's kind of like being a little weird and threatening.
Yeah. When he gets loud and gets up in his face. So, continuing here. So now you've got this bystander who happens to be the car owner speaking up for Derek, and the dude walks back over to Derek.
Hey, listen.
And then lectures some more.
You have to respect other people's rights in this town.
You're
on public property. Because we have to lose some of our rights for you to gain your rights.
What? How exactly does that work?
Can you play that one more time?
The part about respecting people's rights in this town. Here we go. We'll jump it back here. YouTube can
really want to get into this, but you are also in this space. You could just give that back to us.
I would like it. Hey, listen. You have to respect other people's rights in this town. Because we have to lose some of our rights for you to gain your rights. You're being rude.
We have to lose some of our rights for you to gain your rights.
This dude stole Derek's camera and got up in his face and was very rude and then tells Derek that he's not respecting, that Derek is not respecting his rights? I mean, what a crazy level of projection we're dealing with here.
And I'm not sure what rights you need to give
to
what
give
you're
up.
Giving
yeah.
up.
Well, right.
You
how
are
is it
on
that
public
more people,
property?
How is it that you, if I give up rights, how is it that anybody else can get more rights? You don't get to add rights. You just, you know, as a human being, you have rights. It's a good idea to believe in this. Rights are a valuable idea that we've created to respect one another. So as a human being, you have rights by virtue of the fact that you exist and you're here. So you don't get to add rights to that if somebody else has rights taken away. No, if you get rights taken away, you just have your rights taken away.
Well,
this is
what generally is taught and what generally people believe. There's concepts known as positive rights, concepts known as negative rights. A positive right would be something like the right to education, the right to health care. A negative right would be the right to freedom of speech, the right to self-defense. Negative rights come from within.
I see what you're saying. So
positive rights come from
without. Right.
So if in order for me to have the right to, say, health care or education,
the doctors would have to give up their right to choose a career or something
like
that.
Well, they would, you know, basically the public has to give up its right to its money and its labor and its time in order to fund all of these things. So,
and by the way, you might be interested to know, later on, I found out who this guy is.
Does he work for the government?
The rude man. I don't know if he works for the government, but I do know, according to somebody who is in the Democratic Party, this dude was the vice chairman of the Cheshire County Democratic Party
at one
point.
He does look familiar, now that I'm looking at the video. Sure.
Sounds like he's in the government to me if he's vice chair of the Democratic Party.
There's a good chance
of that. Well, I don't care whether he has a government job. I mean, basically, you have entered the government apparatus as working you know, that high up in a party. I mean, you know.
Really?
So he gives the camera back to Derek.
So it looks like my camera is safe, and I really appreciate the gesture of this man for speaking up for me. I was pretty stunned when that man grabbed my camera. You know, I think it's a nice thing what Robin Hood does, and I'm not out here doing Robin Hooding today. I was just covering, you know, that I saw him, and I thought that was interesting. So it it's so nice that this guy was saved and that he saved me and my property. So.
I just thought it was an amazing video.
Yeah.
Like, the behavior of the rude man is incredibly rude and outrageous in the things he says. And then this random guy just happens to be there, steps in. He was saved from a parking ticket. He then saves Derek from having his camera stolen.
Yeah.
Incredible
great
moment.
Story.
We're coming up.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-945-9104. That's 1-800-945-9104. 1-800-945-9104. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you there. They are completely free. Once again, freetalklive.com. There are a lot of great liberty-oriented shows out there. One of them is the School Sucks Project. Isn't that right?
Yeah, the School Sucks Project is a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community promoting real education and deconstructing state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com, and they've got a really great Logic Saves Lives podcast series, and it's really fascinating. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so I'm posting a link to the Angry Man Steals Robin Hood's Camera video here. It's actually Derek J's camera. It's not Robin Hood's, but that's the title of the video. And I'm posting that on our Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. You can go and see it at your leisure. There's a little bit more there in the front and the behind. We didn't play the whole thing for you. But I know that the both of you had further comments. We're going to come back to that in a moment. William is first in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, William.
Well, that's cool. It's Mimi. Is that Mimi here?
Yes,
she is, yeah.
Okay, cool. what you're talking about ties right into what I was going to say is that I like how this gun control stuff is mainly primarily focused on people who legally own guns, you know. You know, all this gun control debate is...
Well, they're never going to... They know they're never going to disarm the people that, you know, that have guns that aren't supposed to have guns. The only people you can take guns away from are the people that are supposed to have them. And the suggestion is that if you stop the sale of new guns, somehow you can stop guns from getting in the hands of people who aren't supposed to have them.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like, you know, basically these gun laws are aimed at people who use guns illegally. Oh, I mean, I'm sorry. They're not aimed at people who use guns illegally. They're aimed at people who legally own guns, right?
All right, because the people who legally own them have usually done some sort of registration with the state, basically turning over their information, giving up their privacy, and therefore the state can easily target them. Oh, well, we know who has the guns. Here's our list.
Yeah, and the thing I was going to say is, like, in general, I think it's obvious that most legal gun owners are the least threat. You know, like, I carry a gun all the time, and I let me tell you, the last thing I want to do is use it, you know, I mean, and anyway, you see all these videos of, you know, cops, you know, like, shooting that dog the other day. I don't know if y'all saw that video or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Which one?
Darn good question. Anyway, when I see videos of, you know, stuff like that, like I look at that person who's using that gun, who's wearing a badge, and I say that is a very dangerous individual that should not be carrying a gun around. But if you notice, nobody's talking about, when they talk about gun control, they're not talking about those guys. They're talking about me and Nimi and other people that, you know, that citizens who are carrying around guns. And if there's a video of a cop or a guy who's authorized with a license to kill or whatever you want to call it, shooting a guy in the back of the head, saying, "Oh, I thought it was my taser." The guy was sitting on the ground, you know, with his handcuffs.
It was my taser.
You're talking about the BART cop shooting out in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
They shot him in the back. He was handcuffed, and there were several cops standing around at that time, by the way.
Yeah, and that guy got charged with something or whatever it may be.
He did. He ended up doing 11 months for murdering someone. How long were you in jail for murder you didn't commit, Mark?
8.5 years.
Yeah. William, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you and the thoughts at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You have to respect other people's rights in this town. You know, because we have to lose some of our rights for you to gain your rights.
Now, you both said you had some comments on Derek J getting his video camera stolen right out of his hands by an angry man who approaches him and then threatens him for recording him.
My question would be, what rights is this man giving up, and what rights is Derek apparently gaining from that?
I guess the right to record people in the street.
On public property?
Public? It's public property. This man is giving up the right to the fruits of his labor to the town of, the city of Keene. That city, I assume he lives in Keene. I'm just making an assumption.
Okay.
And that's the sort of social contract. The city of Keene takes the money, paves the roads, puts down sidewalks. And
flowers.
Derek,
don't forget the flowers.
It flowers.
Arrest peaceful people.
Puts up parking meters. And so So if it wasn't for the parking meters, Derek wouldn't be able to walk along the sidewalk and film, parking meter made people filling the meters. So those are the rights that he gave up in order so that Derek can have the rights that he has. That's the idea.
Does that satisfy you there?
No, it doesn't. Well, but I guess that's the idea. Answer. Right. That's the answer I'm going to get.
So this is a product of collective thinking. And I'm not entirely sure the guy's entirely to blame for it. I mean, is Derek on the side of the Robin Hooders? I guess you could say that. In this case, Derek isn't filling any meters, isn't haranguing any...
Nope, but he was standing there on the street with a video camera and recording a card that had been placed on a car by one of the Robin Hooders.
So
the guy jumped to a conclusion, or maybe he knew who Derek was from the videos.
It's one of those two situations, yeah. I think that, the guy's completely out of line on what he did.
Would he have walked up to the WMUR cameraman if he were standing there with his big old video camera and done the same thing?
Or Kyle Travis from the Keene Sentinel.
Or a Keene Sentinel reporter?
Sure.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Right, I would agree with you. So what he's kind of doing is he's saying, what he's done is he's taken sides. He said, initially, I liked this. And then he realized after he talked to all his Democrat cronies who basically populate the government of Keene, they're like, no, right. They're harassing our meter maids. We're going to lose the meter maids. Parking downtown will be chaos. Mm. And he's been convinced by an argument to utilitarianism. And I think that to some extent, it looks the narrative is that the parking meter maids are being harassed by the yeah. Robin Hooders.
That's the claim.
And one can... if you read the news stories, one can see how that's projected.
They're lying.
Now, there's no video evidence. There are dozens of hours, if not hundreds of hours, of video of this meter maid, this Robin Hooding going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they have put together a compilation of, what was it, nine minutes?
The city has put together a 13-minute video.
A 13-minute video of the most pathetic harassment you've ever seen in your life.
They are claiming it's harassment.
I don't think
it's even close.
I mean, I don't even know what to call it. Conversations
even,
being
right.
had, doors being held for meter maids.
Right.
I mean, it's just
I don't know, Mark. I like opening my own doors.
I can see why somebody might want to open their own door.
The doors were not held for the meter maid that I can recall in
the investigator.
It was the investigator who was following.
Thomas,
so the meter maid had walked into City Hall. The Robin Hooder was following the meter maid into City Hall. Sturdy Thomas, former police captain that the city hired as a paid contractor to record 40-plus hours of the video of the Robin Hooders doing their thing, he was following behind the Robin Hooder and had the door held for him by Graham Coulson, one of the Robin Hooders.
Terrible harassments. Some cases, they've had to blank out the audio because I can only assume it seemed less harassing with the audio in it. I mean, I don't know. I mean,
it's
there's just
pathetic.
There's
and I
nothing.
Think it's great too that they doctor their video, but all of the raw video is available on Freeman TV.
And then we get accused of doctoring our videos.
Right.
855-450 free. The SACL CAI toll free line. Your thoughts on Robin Hooding? By the way, there's an update. A heroic First Amendment attorney has gotten involved in the case. That's great news. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLISON. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. mission by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that we share with you. You can enjoy them for free, including listening options. We've got broadband, mid-band, and narrow-band versions of the show. They're available 24/7, so the latest episode of Free Talk Live is always there, streaming for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, we've got radio stations, 120 stations, coast to coast, airing the show at various different times throughout the week. Plus, XM Satellite Radio. We're on every single night of the week on XM. In addition to that, we've got the free-to-air channel, which is available across North and Central America, thanks to Bitcoin, which, by the way, are cheaper than they've been in a long time. We'll talk more about Bitcoins later on. Webcam, you can go and watch and listen to the show. And plus, you can use the listen lines to call via any phone that can dial long distance, a special number, and listen to the listen to Free Talk Live through your phone that way. So plenty of different ways to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more.
Quantum Vibe is a science fiction web comic that's completely free on the internet at quantumvibe.com. It's a story about a young woman, Nicole, who is lives in a futuristic space city 500 years in the future, and she travels around the solar system and deals with the hazards of space and human treachery. And she's assisting a mad scientist on his vision of creating a better world and escaping from the sort of statist, corporatist states and leaving them behind. It's a fascinating story. Go check it out at quantumvibe.com. If you're a reader of Quantum Vibe, you'll probably want to get the hard copy, Quantum Vibe Volume 1. It's available at shop.freetalklive.com and direct from bigheadpress.com. It's only a list price of $15. I think it's a little less costly at shop.freetalklive.com. And it's a great way to support Scott Beezer, who's the artist and writer of Quantum Vibe, for what he's provided up to this point, which is hundreds and hundreds of strips. He puts them out daily, weekdays. I don't know of any other, surely there's another one, comic that puts out a daily strip. It's an incredible pace. QuantumVibe.com. By the way, Scott will be coming to Freedom Fest with me in Las Vegas. Well, not with me, but he'll be there with me.
There's a lot of comics online, Mark.
There are a lot.
You don't think there's very many that do dailies?
The ones I've seen, no, is the answer.
Marcus's Brainless Tales is daily.
It's true, but I mean, that's not a strip.
I see what you mean. You mean like a
panel.
You're talking about like a story length kind of comic.
Yeah, maybe so. I mean, I'll take that rebuttal. Marcus is daily. Great. But he's
turning like an overarching serial comic story.
Yep. I don't know how many are, but I just don't think very many are.
Okay.
It's a breakneck pace.
Regardless of how many there aren't very many that are voluntarist themed, liberty oriented.
Nearly
comics.
None.
Yeah.
That are daily. So.
And the artwork's great too.
Anyway, check out Scott Beezer at Freedom Fest. It's quantumvibe.com.
Yeah, and when you're done with Quantum Vibe, you can always wait daily to get new comics, but there's other great comics they have there at Big Head Press.
I've read all of them.
Yeah, so check those out too. So there was one other aspect of this video from Derek J. Besides the ridiculous behavior of this angry man in the street who threatens Derek, then takes his video camera from him, threatens him for getting a camera in his face when it was the guy who actually walked up to the camera in the first place. And by the way, you'll notice that happens a lot in activist videos. If you've been watching FreeKeen.com over the years, we've posted a lot of video footage there of people and, sometimes just people behaving silly and ridiculous manner on the streets. A lot of times they're government bureaucrats. But frequently, people will accuse activists of shoving a camera in my face when every single time it's the person who, makes a beeline directly for the person with the camera. And then in this case, when you actually watch the video, the dude steps in even closer to literally fill the frame with his head.
And then grabs the camera. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's ridiculous and unjust to walk up to someone filming and then claim that that person is
violating their rights.
Right. Is sticking a camera in your face. They're not chasing you down.
Not at all.
You've come up to them.
In this case,
you have no right to not be filmed on a public street, but certainly not when you run up and put your face right in a camera.
And Derek didn't even know he was there.
At first, I thought what you guys was doing. And it was pretty nice, but now I think it's just rude and harassing. And I was like, I like the little notes you're leaving, but now you're just an irritation. And if you do not tilt that down, I'm going to break it.
And that's when he takes the camera. Now, what would you have done in this situation?
I would have laid that guy out on the pavement.
Right. This is a real problem, is because this guy has escalated the situation. I think that a lot of people, the reptile brain's gonna snap into effect, and this guy's gonna get his nose broken. Then it's gonna be like, oh my God, the Free Staters are a bunch of violent people. And I've got to send out the highest accolades to Derek in this situation. I don't even think Derek speaks.
No,
Derek simply
was stunned.
Yeah, right.
He could not believe what was going on.
And he doesn't react violently. I mean,
no, it's a bystander who speaks up and convinces the guy to return the camera.
One of the problems is a lot of people have been trained, trained in like Aikido or karate or something like this. Mm-hmm. The guy grabs the camera, your whole reflexes go into play, and the man's arm could be broken before you know what's going on.
Yeah, so that's one of the other issues here that I wanted to cover, because you look at the YouTube comments, inevitably there are people on there like, I would have kicked that guy's ass. Totally within the rights to lay him out and this and that. And I think that Derek absolutely handled this in the right
way.
He did not escalate this
situation. I did not mean to say that my answer was the right answer or the ideal way to handle things.
And
but
I think
I'm just telling you, if somebody came up to me and assaulted me on the street, I would not take it.
I think that you'd be perfectly within your rights. I would claim that that's perfectly within one's rights. It's just inexpedient.
Mm.
Derek looks so much better here. Somebody from the public steps in, de-escalates the situation quickly, and really, Derek has the opportunity to thank someone. He just looks like the good guy.
Yep, absolutely.
Should Derek have gone to the police?
No.
I don't see it.
Well, I know. Derek would not go to the police.
I know he wouldn't either, but
I don't think the police will do anything about it, and the police are going to see this video. The police in Keene love to scour
Free Sanders
videos, and they're not going to go out and chase down the VP, the former VP of the Democratic Party of Keene.
Oh, sure not. No.
No, absolutely.
Or someone who assaulted Robin Hood out in front of the library either. They're
but if this was the other way around, though, you could believe they'd have that Free Stater in handcuffs.
Absolutely.
Because they are a bunch of hypocrites.
Yep.
I mean, I'm sorry, I do think that the police in the city of Keene are better than most, but I've seen it too many times. Too many times.
I wouldn't say they're better than most, frankly.
I think they're better than most.
I'd say they're better than a lot of police departments, at least the ones I've had experience with.
I mean, I've just seen too many police departments where they...
Those cops in Florida are scary.
Yeah. They'll shoot you and get away with it.
So that was the other aspect of this. I just thought it was interesting how Derek stayed cool. He stayed calm.
He handled it
through this. Because had Derek, you know, been some sort of jujitsu master and the dude came at him and then he just whoosh, and he's on the ground, like broke his arm, and that really would have looked bad.
Anything. If Derek would have done anything physical, I mean, resting the camera back out of the guy's hands, and he trips on a parking barricade and bumps his chin.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if this man bled in any way, shape, or form, it would have been a bad thing. And I've got to say that, he gets the highest applause from me.
Absolutely. I would like to add something. Last week I was out to dinner in a town not that far from here. And it just so happened that there were some folks out there who were Liberty-related and had said, oh, did you go to Porkfest? And greetings were made. And there was apparently someone there who did not like he said so much as he hated Keeniacs.
Hmm.
Now, I live in Keene.
This is not a Liberty activist. This is just some random person in a bar.
No. Not a Free Stater, not anyone who is associated with the Liberty movement. He called himself a capitalist. He said, I like the ideas of Liberty, but I hate those Keeniacs.
Okay.
And this was relayed to me by a middle guy who's like, oh, over here is a guy who hates Keeniacs. And I love situations like this because it gives me an opportunity. I was like, okay, so how would Ian handle this? How would Pete handle this? Because you guys, along with Derek, are great inspiration for how to properly handle things. I can tell you more about our conversation after
the break. More coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How did Nimmy handle that situation? And you can, of course, call in. About
I didn't lay him out.
Whatever is on your mind here at 855-450-FREE. More coming up. Plus, Nimmy's going to tell us about a young lady arrested for some bottled water. Free Talk Live.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. but I believe you should be informed about it. Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll free. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Features there. We give them away. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can promote us. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to our banners, a bunch of different sizes. We've also got downloadable graphics and flyers that you can use to print out to physically distribute the idea of Free Talk Live. So you can do it online, you can do it in real life, and you can get all the tools necessary, including bumper stickers, for free over at promote.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get a house, and a lot of people are right now, house sales are really going up and up, you're going to need a mortgage. And, you know, the mortgage waters are they can be somewhat turbulent. It's difficult out there to make sure you get the right mortgage. You don't know if the person with whom you're working is trying to get you the mortgage that gives them the largest commission, or if they're getting you the best deal. Mortgage Minute Guy, the Mortgage Minute Guy, Roger Schlesinger, and his team of experts at MortgageMinuteGuy.com will work with you to get the best mortgage for you. And that doesn't necessarily mean the 30-year fixed. There are a lot of options beyond that, and they can really fill you in on those options. All you have to do is give them a call. If you're working with someone else, well, it's a great idea to get a second opinion. MortgageMinuteGuy.com, the telephone number is 866-288-0088. Again, it's 866-288-0088 for the Mortgage Minute Guy at MortgageMinuteGuy.com.
State Department has been caught red-handed spending $630,000 on what? What boondoggle could they possibly have spent $630,000? No, it was not lavish parties for the bureaucrats, although the government guys do that a lot. They'll do the prostitute thing, but no, that's not usually an on-the-book sort of thing. In this case, they spent $630,000 of your taxpayer dollars to get more Facebook likes.
Oh, God.
And it was so, outrageous, even some of the department's own employees complained about it, which is how the word got out in the first place. They complained that to a government watchdog group that the Bureau was buying fans in social media, according to the agency's inspector general. The department's Bureau of International Information Programs spent the money to increase its likes count between 2011 and March of 2013. Inspector general reported as follows: many in the Bureau criticized the advertising campaigns as buying fans who may have once clicked on an ad or liked a photo, but have no real interest in the topic and have never engaged further. The spending increased the Bureau's English language Facebook pages likes from or Facebook page likes from 100,000 to more than 2 million and to 450,000 on Facebook's foreign language pages.
Jeez, I wish we could get these kind of numbers.
Well, Mark, you can do it. You know,
you
can
buy
it.
Right. Because that's genuine, right? That's a genuine reflection.
You know, I can't afford it.
Well, you might be able to right. You can't afford $630,000, but there are Indian companies out there that you can pay to fake like your pages. These people exist. Now, it's not clear exactly how they went about getting these likes, if they spent all that money with Facebook or if they spent some of that money with one of these companies that will guarantee you. You know, I don't know what they're doing. I don't know if they go and they sign up for a bunch of new Facebook accounts and then they just have like a script that goes through each of these accounts and then goes to your page and clicks the like button and then logs out and then logs into a new account and then likes it from that account. I mean, that's the only way I would think that they'd be able to do it, but I'm sure some tech wizards out there know more about that sort of thing. But there are, you know, these very dishonest method of doing business on Facebook, and basically that's what these guys got caught doing here.
Well, I don't know what I consider to be honest or dishonest.
Well, if you're buying fake likes, I consider that to be dishonest. Are you going to make an argument that that's somehow an honest activity?
I think that one plays within the parameters of a game. And if that game has rules that one can game, then one, you know, fine. I don't
care. If you're playing outside the standard rules, that's considered cheating. If the rules are individuals are supposed to actually like you before they click, like on their own volition, click a like button because they enjoy your product and service, and then you've got a bunch of people who are sitting at a computer terminal going out and doing that on purpose in a very dishonest manner, then that I think is really
a bad
thing.
I don't know what's dishonest about it. You're applying the word dishonest to it.
I can't believe you're even defending this. Well, it makes you sound really slimy in my book.
Well, all I'm saying is that if you create something online that is of value,
yeah,
and then you're suggesting that something online should be of value, but no one should purchase it. No one should buy that thing of value. If a like is of value, someone's going to buy it, and someone's going to sell it. I'm not a prohibitionist.
But it's not a legitimate like. It's not a real like.
It's not an accurate reflection.
I concur completely.
Okay, so you don't support
it then. No one wants accurate reflections. Why would you advertise then? Because that's not an accurate reflection either. Somebody didn't see
you out. You're advertising because
someone could claim just as easily, Ian, that, well, I'm sorry, when you advertise, it's not organic. They didn't come to you and like you. And
they did. They chose to come to you because of your advertising.
You're picking rules. And those rules don't
apply.
Some
rules are fair and some are not. In
you
this
see
case,
them as fair.
It's unfair.
I do not.
So you're saying it's not unfair for a company to go out. And let's say Rush Limbaugh was accused of this once. That's how I found out about this Indian likes company or whatever. Yep. And there's probably more than one of them. But Rush Limbaugh was accused of going with one of these overseas companies that dramatically inflates people's like counts on Facebook. That's straight up dishonest and despicable.
I don't think it's dishonest or despicable. I think that it
is. What is it then?
I think it's slimy. And
isn't that kind of another way of describing someone who's dishonest and despicable?
I think that people will draw conclusions, what the sort of, you know, people out there, and that you should publicize. I mean, the people that are motivated in the marketplace to publicize that their competition is doing that's what they should do. But, I mean, you know, there's always, this is how the market works, is if you create something of value, somebody's going to want to buy that thing of value, then you're saying that they shouldn't buy that thing of value, that they should get it organically. I don't see that. As far as I'm concerned, if I like the taste of blackberries, I'm not going to go around and pick them on the side of the road or the path. I'm going to grow blackberries, and I don't see that as a problem.
Wow, that just doesn't even make sense
all right,
to me.
Fine. Like, it doesn't make sense
how
to
you're
you.
Connecting somebody picking blackberries with hiring a company to artificially inflate a number that is designed to make it look like you have a certain number of individuals who've taken the time on their own volition to like your page. You're falsifying that.
Why is the Department of State on Facebook anyway?
It's a much better point about the Department of State is that this definitely should not have been taxpayer dollars spent on this crap.
Well, I mean, they're on Facebook because everybody's on Facebook. I mean, if you're not on Facebook, then how are you in business these days? It's like the thing to be on Facebook. Everybody has to be there. So naturally, you know, the state government people probably think they have to be there, too.
So I've gotten to this Department of State page from the HuffPo article that I had pulled up, and I love that the very first post says, "Hey, I thought I would like you guys for a day so I can comment, and because you've just spent a boatload of taxpayers' money to get more likes on Facebook, so stuff it." And then there's another comment
I'm
here.
I'm surprised they're allowing comments.
"I just heard that your agency reportedly spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, actually my money, on Facebook to get more likes. This is truly outrageous and another example of the clueless people within the state and the Obama administration. Who's the brilliant bureaucrat who thought of and approved of this idea? Please enlighten me."
Sounds
That's
like
what I would like to know. Who signed the check?
It's the Department of the Department's Bureau of International Information Programs. So it was their IT department that came up with this.
So what is the actual page on Facebook, though?
You'd have to ask
me. It's facebook.com/USDOS.
Let's post that to our Facebook
page. Right, so the
page.
People could go see
right
if they have liked the page for whatever reason and then unlike it.
Yes.
Why would any of our listeners have liked the Department of State?
This is the
website.
Trick that goes along with a lot of the Facebook ads out there.
Explain.
They'll ask you some question or another on the sort of the sidebar.
Okay.
And then,
have you watched 51st Dates or have you seen Star Wars?
Things like that. They'll ask you dumb questions,
okay.
And then you'll click like or respond.
Why would
anyone
click like on the Department of State?
You're not clicking. The fact is that people click accidentally with these advertisements. Kind of, it's intended to get people to click that don't necessarily know they're clicking like.
I've never seen this. I guess I don't know. I mean, I've seen
this
it where
is
it says,
what I
like,
hear.
Have
I don't know enough about
Simpsons?
It.
Like I've seen it. Like I've seen
Facebook,
recently.
Facebook, actually, there's an article out there that Facebook will have you liking things that you never liked. As a matter of fact, there was a situation where somebody wrote about a friend who was dead for several months recently liking something. So there's all that stuff's out there.
Yeah, it's not really clear how they actually went about this to attain these likes, but I guess I don't know. Maybe you'll have to show me what you're talking about, because I've seen the things where it says, like, "Have you seen The Simpsons? Yes or no?" And I don't know if that's a like or not when you click that yes.
That's what I understand. So they've got 279,000
in the department.
Like
yep. Just under 280,000 likes.
All right,
I'll post
so
that right now.
855 453.
I've got three friends that like them.
It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Maybe you should send them a message and ask them why. 855-453. So more coming up here. You can take control of these airwaves. A lady, a young lady, college sorority sister, if I'm not mistaken, arrested for bottled water. Nemi has the story.
We'll and get ice cream.
In hour number three, Free Talk Live.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.